I'm live. Well, aloha, everybody. This is Kathy Bilski, the Quantum Leap Let Light Unite show on UPRN Radio, your spiritual warrior goddess. And this is November 10th, 2017. Well, how was your week last week? For everybody that joined and did some chanting, have you really paid attention to what's been going on? Oh my God, it's been pretty delightful. So what we're going to do this week is, because you guys did such awesome work and we really anchored some light down on the planet and into this timeline. And God, guys, trust me, what we do is making a difference on the planet. So I'm going to do the curse removal energy balancing for you. I haven't done that in a while. And then we're going to do some energy work. Tomorrow's Veterans Day, so we'll do a little power prayer for the veterans. And then we're going to finish out the show, and we're going to do some chanting to keep that energy going. And, you know, now is not the time to let up. So in case you guys haven't really been paying attention, and for you guys that are out in not in the United States, it's been really incredible. We had some mid-elections, and we had some white racists really go down. And if you want to call it karma payback, I mean, Montana got, the state of Montana, which I have to say is pretty white, got their first black representative, and he's a Nigerian refugee. Nice going, Montana. We honor you. And about the state that got the representative, and it was the first state that had one of them, and I don't know the names, and I don't really care about names right now, because you're going to get the gist of it all. The state that created the first transgender ban on bathrooms. Well, guess what they got elected into office? If you guess transgender, you win. Bing, 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 bing. So what else is happening? What about all the sexual harassment coming up? That's pretty incredible. This stuff's been going on for a long time, guys. And now people have actually got the courage to stand up and talk about it. And these guys are going down. And, you know, it's all about, we are giving these people the energy to do it. And for every person that stands up out and talks about sexual harassment, especially with those that are very powerful people, more people are becoming empowered. And it's, this stuff's got to come up to the surface. We're talking total transparency. I mean, every day it's like, oh, there goes another one. Really? Well, I'm not surprised. There goes another one being called out. It's exciting. We are anchoring enlightenment to the planet again, to this timeline. And let's bring up the Republicans. We have to. All they're doing is really sinking to a new low. And honest God, guys, you know, what it shows, what's happening on the planet, is where energy needs to be directed the most, and which people on the planet are kind of on the far side of the enlightenment scale. And you got Republicans coming up and trying to justify pedophilia, and they are coming up with some of the weirdest stuff, and they're pulling stuff out of the Bible and misinterpreting it. And I swear they got to be smoking some good cocaine or crack, maybe bad crack, I don't know. But my favorite is, and you may have already heard it, is the one Alabama white racist who said, well, in the Bible it said that Joseph married Mary and they begat Jesus. And it's like, God, really? I mean, I grew up a Catholic, and Catholics really aren't, you know, they don't show us the Bible. Okay. It's just like, just shut up and follow the priest and you'll be good. You don't need to know any of that stuff. Well, I know enough. And they did mention the story of Joseph and Mary. And, you know, by the way, that idiot in Alabama, isn't it something about a virgin birth, which means Joseph didn't touch Mary? Hello. But, you know, they just kind of tweak it for their own whatever. But, you know, it just, to me, that is so sick and twisted. And they're just showing how sick and twisted they really are. And, oh, yeah, it's okay. It's okay to have sex and molest a 14-year-old. And the ones that are saying that, oh, yeah, we'll vote for him anyway. You know, that's sick and twisted, and they all need some help and a lot more light. And they're definitely not very spiritually awakened, are they? So the light work we do is making a difference on the planet. So let's keep it going, guys. And let's get to it. So we're going to do the curse removal energy balancing first, because you guys are all just so awesome. And I figure you could really use it. So if you're going to participate, sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, put your hands in your lap, and sit up as straight as you can. And I want you to start taking some gentle, deep breaths, but not so you hyperventilate on me, okay? You're going to breathe in light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And keep doing that until I tell you to stop. And while you're doing that, I surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. I'm going to call in your teachers, guides, masters, and all the beings that work with you to actually come in and make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that's left in your body that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet, the purple flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want you to imagine this incredible healing, very high energy coming down from God, coming into the crown chakra at the top of your head, and allow that energy to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, imagine every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnecting to the Creator, and you become this unlimited spiritual being full of all these new potentials. And now allow that energy to flow out your third eye in the middle of your forehead. And now let it drift a little bit farther down, so that energy now comes out of your throat chakra. And feel that energy drift down a little bit farther, so it comes out of your heart. And now allow that energy to flow down farther and feel it come out of your solar plexus chakra. Now feel that energy flow a little bit lower, and now allow it to come out of your belly button chakra. Feel it drop a little bit lower and come out of your sacral chakra. Now feel it come out of your root chakra. So allow that divine energy to flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Allow that energy to flow down your arms and out your hands, and allow it to flow down your spine. So I want you to take one more gentle deep breath, and this time as you exhale, I want you to release anything that's left in your body that no longer serves you, and imagine that energy again being released through your breath, and it goes through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. So now I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth. and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with, TV set, animal, whatever the karmic reason is, it created anything out of balance in your life or your body today. And as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently, like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion, cut all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you. And that's any elemental of yours was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, or just thought of. And as ties to any of those elementals are cut, anything that has your energy on it, we call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We fill them up with love and we command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts sent your way. So I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. And as you feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth. Cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any energy overlay that's trying to manipulate you, keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling all your divine missions, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. So if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, Santa Maria, or just dark thoughts, we're going to ask them to stop and step forward into light. And if they choose to continue, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and their guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them 2 inches from their nose. And as long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble of mirror. And the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. And I'm going to add again that violet flame to the bubble to transmute their work so they have no forward movement. So I called your higher self, and I'm going to ask your higher self now to activate your divine blueprint for perfect health, and it starts manifesting in your body now. So allow all that energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs going all the way down into your DNA. So let's get right into some light work. So imagine yourself in this huge stadium with this 100,000-pound crystal in the center, and we're all linked up through our hearts. You got a person to the right, to the left, and in your mind's eye, you're holding their hands. And you've got all this energy coming in, so now all this high energy to flow down your right arm into the person next to you. And imagine this energy now going to the right and creating many, many circles because it's a huge stadium. And again, we're all linked up through the heart chakra. And we're also going to call to all the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, the angel archangels, air, earth, fire, and water, all the old ancient cultures responsible for holding light, to join us and amplify our energy. Now let's send energy to the left, and as it flows to the left, the circle is closed, so only that which is light may enter. We're going to ask the trees to join us, and imagine the trees taking our energy and sending it into the earth to give the earth strength and the healing that it needs. And now see that energy going out through the branches. So everyone on the planet feels this very high love energy, enlightenment energy. We call all the rocks, stones, crystals, minerals, all the earth keepers, all the stones and rocks around Washington, the Smithsonian Institute, any museum, to lock in to the crystal in the center and amplify our work 100,000-fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridians, domes, obelisks, pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots on the planet to lock in to our energy work tonight. And I'm going to ask that each and every one of you receive a healing tonight. And that Mother, Father, God, you join us, guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. Take a deep breath. Release it. So we are going to create a big bubble in the center. I want you to, again, take another deep breath. And as you exhale, feel that energy flow out of you. And we're going to put it in the center. And it's going to create this huge bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put all the veterans from all wars. And we're going to... The purpose of the prayer is to help them heal body, mind, and soul as we help them reconnect to the Creator. So we call the higher selves of all war veterans, past, present, and future, who has been in a domestic or foreign war, and ask for permission to do this work for them. In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power of the sacred fire vest in me, I command. I call to Michael the Archangel and ask that you take your sword of blue flame and cut all ties to any energy these men and women may have taken on that's not theirs, whether from family, friends, relatives, acquaintance, strangers, people they have worked with, fought with, or fought against, any officer in command, or any church official of any kind. This includes all world militaries, domestic and foreign. As this energy is removed from them like an onion skin, we send it back to God and they fill up with their divine essence. I ask Michael to cut all ties to any reptilian, dinosaur energy, secret societies, and organized religion, cutting all ties to any oaths, vows, curses, hexes, and rituals that may have been done to them or their families, going backwards and forwards, hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything they may have done consciously or unconsciously. Let this unwanted energy be peeled from them like an onion skin, sending it back to the Creator, and these beings will fill up with more of their divine essence. I command Michael to cut all ties to any effigies that may have been misused against them in any war, foreign or domestic, including anything they own, clothes, hair, picture, their name spoken, written, or just thought of, or anything they have their energy on. As we cut the ties of these elementals, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal them, and we seal them in the pink flame of love, commanding them to be neutral or only emitting love. I command Michael to now remove all energy implants done to these men and women due to black magic, black witchcraft, voodoo, that could have carried over from any lifetime, past, present, or future. See all this unneeded energy now being removed from all their chakras or anywhere in the bodies that is out of balance. We now peel this energy off of them like an onion skin and send that energy back to the Creator. They fill up with more of their divine healing essence. I ask Michael to now come forth and cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision, removing any overlays that are trying to manipulate them, keeping them from being connected to the Creator, healing themselves, being successful in all their divine missions and being filled with joy. As all this unwanted energy is removed from them that is keeping all these wonderful things from coming to them, we send that energy back to the Creator and they fill up with more of their divine essence. We see this divine energy giving them all the divine strength, will, and inspiration they need to move their lives forward in divine joy. See these veterans draw to themselves everything they need now to heal for free. along with people, money, pro bono attorneys for any lawsuits they have wrongfully against them, or to help with rightful government claims that is being withheld from them. We see them getting lots of good press in all medias. We call the higher selves of all veterans everywhere to reawaken to the knowledge and soul remembrance of what it is like to be in perfect balance and harmony with your balanced masculine and feminine side, and what it feels like to be connected with the divine energy in your mind's eye. See light being added to all veterans' DNA structure. See this change become a new old soul memory, changing inside Mother Earth's DNA structure as well. See this divine light being directed to everyone's hearts and brains, especially the part of the brain that is reptilian, adding emotions and feelings to that part of the reptilian and human brains cosmos-wise, replacing the reptilian war gladiator mentality with one that is reconnected spiritually. We call the higher selves of everyone on the planet and ask that as a group, we petition to Helios and Vista that the violet flame blaze through Earth and all humanity to erase past, present, and future karma created from the off-balance patriarchal warring energy. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and binds from all life forms, the earth angels, elementals, and the unbalanced masculine energy as all ties and binds are cut. See them being transmuted by the violet flame and see those empty spaces being filled with divine inspiration, wisdom, and divine heart to function from, replacing this energy with balanced, harmonious, divine male-female energy. I command that this integration with all war veterans be gentle, loving, and kind, and let all apply this new energy in very practical ways. In your mind's eye, see this balance affecting all generations, backwards and forwards, as a ripple of water flowing in harmony with nature. See a burst of balance, divine energy affecting all incarnations on Earth at once. See everyone's DNA, cells, atoms, molecules raised to a higher vibration of divine light. Let each atom, cell, and molecule in humanity and the earth be connected with the divine energy source, creating divine balance. I call the higher selves of all war veterans to step forward into the light, cut all the ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva to unbalance patriarchy, genocide, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, war, violence, rape, pillage, plunder of earth and all life forms, including women. Cut ties to all reptilian energy, any connection to the god and goddess of war, chaos, and destruction. Cut all ties to all oaths, vows they have taken with each other. As all this energy is cut and removed from them, we also ask that their reptilian brain is shut down and the divine god brain reactivated. See this unwanted energy released from their energy field cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down into their DNA, going backwards and forwards through all their incarnations. As this energy is released, I call the violet flame through them and all their works that are misdirected. Cut all ties to all black art and negative ceremonies that are being done to keep veterans weak and confused. As all this unwanted energy is removed, all war veterans are now reconnecting to their higher selves and becoming awakened spiritual beings. See them very excited as they are being given their divine missions and purposes. Let them fill up with divine respect for all walks of life. We call the goddess of truth to step into everything that the military does and into any secrets that are harmful to any veteran on any way or any level. I command that all experiments that they're trying to hide and those being experimented on be brought to the surface in a way that no person will be harmed. Let the truth come forward and let those being experimented on be cared for and justly compensated. I call the higher selves of all doctors and all healthcare providers and workers caring for these war veterans, and I command that you be divinely inspired to the cures, the proper medicine and treatment that can be given body, mind, and soul to help them heal. Let the divine treatments and all the sources needed come to the surface now. I ask that everyone who has been mistreated or experimented on be guided to the medicines and treatment they need to get well for free. I call the Ganesha and ask that you remove all blocks and energy overlays and bring the divine treatments and all the sources needed to the surface now, permitting people to discover the cures that the people needing treatments receive them for free, not having to wait to be seen by any kind of doctor that they need. I ask that all war veterans who have taken on radiation or any other harmful chemical agent that they now carry in their bodies be surrounded in the energy of angel light, which helps release all aches and pains. I ask that Michael cut the ties to all karma they took on and is now making them sick. I call the violet flame through them to clean up their cells, atoms, molecules, going all the way down into their DNA. We command all the sick cells to mirror the healthy cells with the rest gently eliminated through the natural waste releases of the body fluids. We also ask this of any family member that they may have unconsciously contaminated, including all wives. We surround all their unborn children with extra healing and everything they need to be healthy while being carried in the wombs, creating healthy births and children. We call the higher selves of all vets who are contemplating suicide for what they have witnessed and or participated in willingly or not, or have come back from war to not be able to function within their family unit, creating much hardship for all. We ask Michael, the Archangel, to cut the ties to these war thoughts, and we call the violet flame to transmute all out-of-balance energy you are holding in your minds and bodies, reconnecting you to the Creator. As that divine energy flows back into your body, you are filled with a loving, forgiving Creator energy that releases you from what you have done. This now allows you to start looking forward to all the new possibilities you have in your life to be of service to others. This brings you much joy, and that you can help someone by passing on a kindness to someone near and dear to you, your heart, or a stranger. As all war veterans reconnect to the Creator, their child within is given the spark of life to bring it back to their conscious mind, creating such great joy that flows outward from them to all their families and their friends. This creates a new functional family and life. They now see all people as their family, friends, aunts, uncles, sons, and daughters, and they lay down their weapons, choosing not to hurt nor harm neither anyone nor themselves. We ask the divine to awaken their spiritual beings, allowing love, compassion, kindness, caring, peace, and divine love to flow through their body, mind, and spirit, again, being given their divine mission and purposes. We call the higher selves of all war veterans and their families. And I ask that their higher selves get together for a little group meeting on the etheric plane, with everyone putting their egos aside so everyone can communicate with much love, compassion, and understanding. Let this be brought down into daily conversations that use words that are gentle, loving, and kind. From the hearts of all war veterans, see a light flowing from the heart to each one of their family members, allowing for a reconnection through love, creating a peaceful, functional family life that is full of joy and service to others. See more veterans' mental health groups forming with full funding for the government or outside donations from caring funders. All right, let's put our current military forces in this bubble of light and give them some attention. We call the higher selves of everyone in all militaries, foreign or domestic, to help you step forward in the light, reconnect to the Creator, and become conscious beings. See all protesters or people in foreign lands as your family, friends, aunts, uncles, sons, and daughters, and lay down your weapons, choosing not to hurt nor harm. We call the higher selves of everyone in militaries worldwide, and we command that you be divinely inspired in ways of stopping and preventing war, and to put your energies toward more humanitarian efforts. That all research and manufacturing of nuclear, electromagnetic energy, laser, microwave, star type, chemical, biological, germ sound, or other scientific warfare is immediately halted and dismantled. We call the decision makers of the militaries worldwide and everyone in the militaries and command that you come step forward in the light. And if you choose not to work for humankind, let your higher selves and the angels put you all in a position of total harmlessness and let a light worker take your place or no one at all. We ask the divine to awaken your spiritual being, allowing love, compassion, kindness, caring, peace, and divine love to flow through your body, mind, and spirit. We ask your higher selves to help you become conscious beings, able to see clearly all military commands that are given, with the courage to refuse bullets, not kill, hurt, nor harm any living being. Refusing to go on kill missions, for you now see everyone as family. Refusing the vaccination shots. We send all of you lots of divine courage to refuse to be redeployed. You're all supported by your family and friends for all these conscious decisions. If you choose to go AWOL, then go back and fight. May you all be invisible to all military and police authorities and able to hide in plain sight. We call the elementals of war you use, cutting them free from your misuse. Cleanse with the violet flame, reconnect to the creator, and command the elementals to be neutral, to misfire, not work, go off course, and choose not to hurt nor harm any life form. May divine peace, calm, brotherhood, enlighten inspiration for putting together a balanced government descend around everyone now and continue to flow 24/7, 365 days a year. Let's fill this up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. All right, guys, so we're going to go do some chanting and anchor as much enlightenment as we can, like we did last week. Now, for those of you that have not participated in the chanting, we're chanting enlightenment down and re-anchoring it to our timeline. So there's two lines. One is, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. Second line, may divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. And we're going to do as many as we can. And each line, you know, we'll tweak it a little bit differently. You know, may divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians, on all our ancestors, our family, our children, you know, whatever we can get to. And we're going to do each stanza, the two lines, nine times for a really, really powerful effect. And if you can, say it out loud with me and shout it out. Use the power of the spoken word. Let's put this out in the airwaves and, again, really anchor the energy to the planet. And if you don't want to shout, then just imagine just energy, just amplifying our work. Okay? We can work both ways. All right, let's do it. And if you got a crystal, grab your crystal, because that's going to amplify what you're doing even more. So may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Come on, shout it out. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Okay, number two. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment descend on all reptilians now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all reptilians now. Number three, may divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment descend on our ancestors now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our ancestors now. Number four, may divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. Come on, shout it. May divine enlightenment descend on our families now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our families now. Number five. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. May divine enlightenment descend on all children now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all children now. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. Come on, shout it with me. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Nazis now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Nazis now. All right, may divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment, awaken within all white supremacists now. May divine enlightenment descend on all whites, on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment descend on all Republicans now. May divine enlightenment awaken within all Republicans now. Woo. All right, I think we've got time for one more. How about may divine enlightenment descend on our countries now? May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken with our countries now. Come on, one more time, shout it out. May divine enlightenment descend on our countries now. May divine enlightenment awaken within our countries now. Woo-wee. All right. So let's close the circle and let's do three ohms. Om. 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 Shanti, shanti, shanti. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Mother, Father, God, thank you for bringing us together and giving us this incredible opportunity to serve. And I ask that everyone's lessons are gentle, filled with love, and that you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So if you have that stone, hematite, please go grab it. And we need to ground. Put your feet flat on the floor and imagine the earth energy coming up your legs and feel yourself starting to pull your energies in and you're becoming very centered, very back in body, very clear-headed. If after the show you're still lightheaded, I know it's kind of cold, but go hug a tree or eat something. And if you're going to hug a tree, just put your hands on the tree and send all your excess energy into the tree. It just takes 30 seconds and then ask the tree to send you back and you really immediately will ground. And if you don't have it, go find some hematite. You got to have a rock shop around you and buy some. It's a really great grounding stone. For those of you that are in Asia and Japan, I am going to be visiting Japan in February. I'm going to be doing a seminar on how to heal with angelite, curse removal, and, you know, other things I'll be teaching, and everybody's going to actually get a free angelite tool as a gift. And then the second day, I'm going to be doing a soul retrieval. So if you really want to have one done in person, you might want to come to Japan. I'll be in Kyoto, and I will give you more details as they arise, and it'll be toward the middle of February. But that really should be exciting. I've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of people have been telling me how sick they have been lately. Well, it is the season. However, don't forget, radiation is very high in the air, and you know, you might be coming down with Fukushima flu. So I really, really recommend, if you've got, go get some vitamin D3, and you need to start taking that. And, you know, if I find myself coming down with Fukushima flu, this is what I do. I grab the vitamin D3 and I'll take a capful that night and then another whole capful in the morning and then maybe that next night another capful. But I know I'm feeling better. And so the next day after that, you know, I'll cut it down to a half. But that will really boost your immune system. I don't slack on my vitamins and my minerals at all. And if you can, make yourself a tea of turmeric, ginger, lemon, and, you know, you can add a dash of horseradish if you want. This is all natural antibiotics. So when you put them all together, you've got a really, really great immune kicker. So that's ginger, turmeric, lemon, and a little dash of horseradish. That's a great antibiotic, and that will help flush the Fukushima flu out of your body. And then I also do bath cleanses. And if you can't, you can do a foot bath. And in the bathtub, I'll put at least a pound of salt. You know, anything less than that, your body will absorb the salt. Anything more, it's as a cleanser and it pulls out toxins. And then I put a box of baking soda and that works with the salt to help pull out toxins. And then I do hydrogen peroxide. That puts oxygen back into your body. And no, it doesn't make your skin any lighter or darker. Okay. Again, these are not normal times. And yeah, I find myself, you know, late at night when I'm tired, I force myself to take the vitamins because I know what I look like and what I feel like the next day. These are not normal times, guys. And when people look at me and they go, God, how come you look so young? Oh, well, I'm high maintenance, you know? What can I say? I'm constantly cleansing, doing vitamins and minerals. And if you can, you know, also do a little dab of iodine. Go get liquid iodine and put a little bit of that on your throat, especially if you're flying. Put a little bit of iodine on your throat before you get on the flight and after you get off the flight. And that helps protect your thyroid from taking on too much radiation. And guys, it doesn't matter where you live. There is nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. We're all being affected by this. And really, once we really put us into world enlightenment, we'll be able to shift it. We'll all be of that conscious mind, and we'll be able to do it. I really believe it. We'll be able to clean up the earth, and it'll get back to being pristine and how it used to be. Now, if you want a copy of The Chants, you can write me, and it's also on my Facebook page. And of course, I put it on Google and YouTube. If you go to last week's show, it's up on YouTube. And in the description, I put the chants in it. So you can follow with me with the chants. Okay? I want to make this easy for you. And if you got nothing else to do, just chant all this energy down, this enlightenment energy down, and direct it. Doesn't matter who you direct it to. Just keep calling it down. Family, friends, places, people, things, situations, people. Now, it doesn't take a lot of time. You can do it while you're doing the dishes. You're in the car. You can chant enlightenment down. In the grocery store, waiting in line. Do you know when you do that, how many people you are affecting in a really good way? You're giving light energy to their life force. What service work? And it doesn't cost you a penny on a little bit of attention, not much. So pay attention this week to what's going on in your country. You see anything positive, how we've affected, you know, the energy of what's going on in the world? If you see anything, write and tell me, and we'll put it on air. That's exciting. People like to hear that. I like to hear it. And you can write to me on Facebook, really easy. Let's keep the energy going of enlightenment, because if we don't, who's gonna, right? Now, you guys are really, really amazing. And, you know, talk about enlightenment, because when you do, you're giving people another choice, another direction. You're giving them hope. And you're putting those thoughts out, you know? It makes a difference. And if you want, come to Hawaii. I have a store out there. Kathy's Angelite Crystals, Miracles, and Joy. And I've got all these really cool angelite tools so anybody can become a healer. And they glow in the dark, so no electricity needed. And they're really easy pain and stress release. And guys, if you need the curse removal, you know, it's on my YouTube channel. And, you know, also subscribe to United Public Radio, to their YouTube channel. Yeah, subscribe to us both. And I do have on my channel the Soul Retrieval. So if you really need some deeper energy work, that's available to you for free. Ooh, and of course, the curse removal's there. So you can I call it the maintenance program. And if you're a light worker, you know, you might as well assume that you're being cursed 24/7 and counter it. Do the maintenance program. Do the curse removal every day. Keep your and your family clear. Life is good, no matter what is going on in the planet. You know, appreciate what's around you. Appreciate the little gifts, or like call them God kisses, that's coming your way. And I hope that you actually have the eyes to see it. And I really, really hope that God brings you some of your heart's desires. You know, look for the magic and, you know, do something nice for somebody. Do something nice for a stranger. Score some points in heaven. And again, I want to thank everybody for joining tonight and giving energy to all the light work. And really, guys, we are making a difference. If I didn't think so, I certainly wouldn't be on air. And I hope you actually see it too, so you're encouraged and tell people about it. Get that group together. The more the merrier, and it's light against dark. And we're starting to win. But we've got a long ways to go. And on that note, I'm going to wish you a very happy, joyful week.